Blog Talk Radio.
Fix something. We having a lot of residual stuff left over from past shows. Okay. All right. Let me get rid of that. And I gotta clean up this desktop. Clean it up, baby. Clean it on up. All right, we straight now? We good? You know what I mean? This is the kind of stuff that makes your computer run slow. All right, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? Go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get 'em Ism Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the DG Show, we are talking about the credit and the blame. You can't always have all of the credit without taking the blame for something. Sometimes, a lot of times actually, in order for you to have something substantial, something of really high worth, you have to
take from somewhere else or sacrifice somebody else. Now, they may have been dead wrong in what they did, but in order for you to straighten it out, you may have to take the blame from them and in order to get the credit that you deserve. You're a whistleblower? We all know how it goes to be a whistleblower. When you're a whistleblower, that means you told on somebody. Now, yeah, you're going to get the credit for uncovering this thing and maybe helping a bunch of people or at least keeping a bunch of people from being hurt either physically, financially, or mentally, emotionally. But at the same time, you had to tell on somebody. You had to let the world know what was going on with this operation. This covert operation that has been operating under the guise of helping people and being an assistant. And come to find out they was all full of BS. And you have uncovered that mess. So, yeah, on one side, you're going to get the credit. But will you get the credit that you deserve? You know, the person that uncovered the whole Watergate scandal with Richard Nixon 50 years ago? Yeah, he got the credit at the time. But history didn't really treat him as well as it probably should have. From that time, all scandals have been nicknamed Watergate, something gate, you know, cookie gate, cake gate. Anytime something was stolen or an operation was developed in order to create some type of espionage or theft or something like that. Yeah. We threw gate on it. Gate at the end of it. So, but I don't even know the name of the person who uncovered the Watergate scandal. And I'm sure right off the top of your head, many of y'all don't know it either. And we don't have to know it. But what we do know is that because we don't know his name or remember his name or more or less remember him at all, we know the power of getting the credit and the blame. Because you can best believe that some members of probably the Republican Party were mad at that guy. Like, why would you do something like that? What you did damaged the whole country. The whole world was looking at us like, Dag, the president of the United States is nothing but a little slime ball. Look over there in the U.S. They ain't squeaky clean like they act like they are. They dirty, tricky dick. And for those of y'all who are too young to remember, Tricky Dick was the nickname of Richard M. Nixon. Richard Milhouse Nixon. What's going on, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through. It's good to see me, some, you. The credit and the blame, baby. The credit and the blame. Sometimes you put yourself in situations or find yourself in situations where you know that you're going to get blamed for something that you did not do, but you may still go forward with it, or you may not do it at all. Which means that you're going to have credit taken away from you and you can actually be hurt by this. Do you know how many young black brothers in particular are in jail to this day because they adopted the whole no snitching policy? So in order for your OG or somebody else, your homie, to remain free, you took the charge? So, yeah, around the way and in those gangster circles, you are known as a stand-up guy with honor. You didn't tell, no matter what. He stood tall. He stood 10 toes down and didn't tell. He gets credit on the street for that, but guess what? In the courts, you get the blame for that. Like, all right, you going to take the charge for this dude? Because we couldn't implicate you directly or exclusively for this crime. But since you don't want to tell, then we'll just lock your dumb black ass up. My cousin. I have a cousin right now, doing time. Been doing time over double-digit years right now. because he refused to tell. He ain't snitching. So you going to give up double-digit years of your life, of your young life, basically growing up in jail, in order to keep your name honorable in the streets? Well, you got the credit, but guess what? The courts gave you the blame. The courts gave you all the blame. The streets probably didn't even give you all the credit. You know how that street code does. Sometimes you will keep from implicating somebody else in a murder or a robbery or something like that because you think that somebody is going to kill you or harm somebody in your family. So it's not even about moving with honor. It's about protecting those who may not be able to protect themselves as well as you can, or in the event that you can't protect yourself at all. What y'all know? What y'all know? So that's how it's going down on the Daily Go Get Itism show. The credit and the blame. Having to take the blame for something that you got credit for. The scales aren't always balanced. The scales are not always balanced. Sometimes you have to take what you can get, and what you get is not what you came to get. It's not what you want. You might get what you want, but you might not want what you got. Okay. All right. The credit and the blame. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you got unjust credit, undue credit? You know, it's a tough situation when you are benefiting from something in a community, something in a group, something in a collective effort. Yeah, you may have done the work, but you may not have been the chief officer. You may not have been the big dog. You may not have been the one who really thought of the ideas, drew up the blueprints, sketched the designs, or even put in the blood, sweat, and tears in order to make the thing come into fruition. That may not have been you, but guess what? Somebody may have liked you more than they liked the people who were really doing all of the back-breaking, painstaking work. They liked you more. And maybe they saw something in you that they knew that they could grow and develop and make into something really, really productive. So they put your name, your stamp on the whole project. And you know in your heart of hearts, yeah, I was a contributor. I worked there too. But in no way am I the one who put in all the work. No way. But my man said, listen, I don't care who did all the work. You was there. You're my people. I'm financing this whole thing. Your name is going on this thing. What are you going to say? No, that wouldn't be right. Huh. That wouldn't be right. I did put in all that work. And if I do get the credit, he got jerked. She got jerked. They worked hard. They should be the one that gets their name on the card. They should be the one that gets the benefits and the fruits of the labor. They should be the one that all of the neighbors say, hi, hey, I want to thank you for your service just like a military officer. But I can't. I think I was last. Well, most times people are going to say, well, it ain't the way you start. It's the way that you finish. And I didn't start putting in all of this work. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to make good by this whole thing. I'm going to make good by it, even though I don't deserve to have my name on the marquee. I'm going to allow them to keep my name on a marquee, and from here on out, nobody will be able to say I didn't deserve it. After a while, the smoke will die down, and people will forget that I wasn't the one that built all of this. You know, Paul Revere. You know, the British are coming. The British are coming from the Revolutionary War. He wasn't the one. He wasn't the one who really went through the streets and warned the Americans to be about the British coming on horses. It wasn't him, but the guy who actually rung the alarm, alerted everybody and got everybody ready to fight and defend themselves. He didn't want that glory. Paul Revere was like, I don't mind being in the spotlight. So guess who, guess who history remembers? Paul Revere. Riding through the moon, the dark moonlight with a torch. Talk about the British are coming. The British are coming. It wasn't him. It wasn't him. The other guy was shy. He didn't want to be in the spotlight. True stuff. True story. That's history for you. History remembers and honors the person who got in front of the camera. As messed up as it is, that's who gets the credit. Y'all know Thomas Edison didn't really invent the light bulb. Well, okay, he invented the light bulb, but it was garbage. It was garbage. It was low quality. It didn't even stay on for very long. The guy who developed the light bulb, who developed the filament that the light bulb went inside of the light bulb that made it burn light for hours and hours and hours and hours. He's the one who should have got as much credit or more credit than Thomas Edison. But we know what happened to that. We know what happened with that now, don't we? Don't we? Don't we? Huh? So that's how it's going down. But the credit and the blame. The credit and the blame. Let's look at entertainment a little bit. Let's take Motown. Let's go to Motown and let's talk about the Supremes. The Supremes. No, not Diana Ross and the Supremes. The Supremes, because that's what they were called first. At first, they were a girl trio, a trio of young black women that could sing. But the two best singers, the more superior singers that had the real good voices, were Flo Ballard and Mary Wilson. Rest in peace to both. They're both gone now. Now, because Berry Gordy was seeing Diana Ross, he says, shoot, I want my girl to be the head of the group. So this is my record company. They're my group. They're under my contract. I'm going to rename the group. Now that they're starting to blow up, they're starting to get hot. They got number one hits. Worldwide, from now on, it's not going to be just the Supremes. It's going to be Diana Ross and the Supremes. Diana Ross and the Supremes. You know Flo Ballard and Mary Wilson was looking like, once you make a group a background instead of the group, that money gets split differently. So Diana Ross started getting paid a big stack of money. And the Supremes got their little bit of money. Because they are the and the Supremes. Where before, none of them were getting paid big money. Now, Berry Gordy didn't have to do that. He didn't have to make it Diana Ross and the Supremes. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe Diana Ross asked for that. She was the least, she had the least powerful voice in the group. Diana Ross was built to be a background singer. But here she is carrying this group. And a lot of people would argue that the group got better once it became Diana Ross and the Supremes. I don't know. Maybe y'all can give y'all opinion on that. You know? The Supremes were done by what, like 1970? You know girls groups can't last. You know girls groups can't last. So it was like, one someday we'll be together. Oh yeah, oh yeah. My love is true. Yeah. After they were Diana Ross and the Supremes, they still put out good music, but it wasn't the same. Flo Ballard was kicked out of the group. So although Diana Ross will get credit for being the head and the leader of the Supremes, she also gets the blame for Flo Ballard being put out of the group. Flo Ballard dying years later, not so long ago, years later, broke and back into projects on welfare. Wait a minute, I'm not so sure she died back in the projects. What's that project in Detroit that they grew up in? Webster. Webster Project, I believe. I believe it's Webster. Anyway, Diana Ross got the credit for being the leader of the Supremes, but she also got the blame for bringing down the most iconic girls group ever at that time. The most successful girl group at that time ever. Who knows what they could have gone on to do? Carol Chamberlain says, Mary always said that. And T. Carrie Wright said, the best of luck to you, Stacey. Okay. What the hell? Whoa. T. Carrie Wright says, the best of luck to you, Stacey. Tanya is a real person and was just on his Facebook status getting spicy. Okay. Tanya is a real person. Okay. So yeah. So in other groups in entertainment, you can say the same things. Now, if y'all remember the Temptations, if y'all are, you know, staying on Motown, if you remember the Temptations, in the Temptations movie, they spoke about David Ruffin. You know how good the Temptations was when they had David Ruffin. Nobody ever had a voice like David Ruffin, as soulful as David Ruffin. Like, he just had it. I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but my opinion is that David Ruffin was probably the greatest singer on Motown. Him and Levi, what was his name? Levi Stubbs from the Four Tops. Both of them, they was killing it. You know, I mean, people like different styles, different flavors or whatever. You know, some people like Eddie Kendrick's voice. I didn't. All that falsetto stuff, I don't really like that stuff. But in the movie, The Temptations, you know that David Ruffin played around with The Temptations after they threatened to kick him out of the group for missing rehearsals and, you know, being on drugs and causing a whole lot of friction in the group. He said, what did he say? I'm the one selling the tickets. They coming to see me. And Otis says, nobody's bigger than the group. He said, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. Well, after Otis has said, they're not coming to see you. They're coming to see the Temptations. There ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. You wish you could work it like I do, but you can't. He said, I've been thinking about changing the name of the group from The Temptations to David Ruffin and The Temptations. Yeah, he's off the chain. And, you know, they said that he, the actor Leon, who played that role, they said that he actually ad-libbed that part. That wasn't written in the script. He ad-libbed that. But, yo, that shit was dope. Dope. Anyway, suppose he had actually been successful in naming the group David Ruffin and the Temptations. people would have still probably bought the record, but he would have been off the chain. So they eventually, as you know, wound up kicking David Ruffin out of the group. And the Temptations went on to have hits after hits after hits. You know, they changed lead singers and all that kind of stuff. But David Ruffin could definitely be credited for making the Temptations the great group that they were, especially in the beginning. He was it. He was it. Nobody can sing like David Ruffin. I mean, people like Marvin Gaye's voice. Compared to David Ruffin? What, are you crazy? You got it? No, not for me. Not for me and mine. I'm like, nah, David Ruffin. David Ruffin could blow, and he just had that soul. It was soul, man. It was soul. Soul. Now, he could get the credit for building the Temptations because, he developed that five mic stand where they could all dance and sing and, turn the mic around or whatever. He did a lot of innovative things with the group. And so he could be credited with being the foundation, building the foundation of the Temptations. He also could get the blame for ruining the Temptations or trying to ruin the Temptations because of his drug use and being out of his mind with ego. Otis from the group could also be credited with founding the group because he did. Otis is the only Temptation, the only original Temptation still alive. They are all gone. But Otis could also be blamed for all of the members leaving the group at one time. He could be blamed for Paul committing suicide. Otis, Alpha to Omega, still in the group. The only surviving original member. And he was the one who created the group. But he could also be blamed for the other members of the group going astray and ruining their lives and not being alive anymore. Who knows? Let me see. TK Wright says, okay, wait. Oh, as you told my Diana Ross, they were sleeping together, yeah. Carol King says, she slept her way to the top spot. Yep. And even as a solo artist, TK Wright says, Carol, their daughter looks just like him. TK Wright says, Diana definitely was a vibe. She was charismatic but didn't have the talent that the other women did. True story. No way around it. No way around it. And her success... Her success crushed their success. I mean, but I remember, they used to call Diana Ross the boss. I remember back in like 80, 81, I remember seeing her on the cover of Ebony magazine or Jet magazine. They were talking about how she had $20 million. You know how much $20 million was back in 1980? You know how much money... $20 million, like, for a singer? That was an unheard of amount of money. He was like Paul McCartney back in the day. So, but yeah. yo. Paul Williams was awesome. Yeah, Paul was dope. And definitely had the dance moves, Paul. Temptations was a great group. So yeah, the credit and the blame, it can spin off into so many different ways. Look at President Obama. President Obama, first black president, depending on how you look at it. You know, if you want to take it back all the way back to before George Washington, you know, but that claim of what's his name? The original first black president of the United States. Well, first of all, it wasn't the United States yet. So you couldn't call it. All right. So in that aspect, Barack Hussein Obama was the first black president of the United States. No way around it. He may not have been the first black president of this country. John Hanson. That's his name. John Hanson. But John Hanson wasn't president of the United States. He was president of something, you know, something going on with America, but he wasn't president of the United States. The United States didn't happen until 1776. All right, so all right, look at Barack Obama. Now, people can credit him with being the first black president of the United States and credit him with really, really doing a good job to improve the image of what a black person can accomplish in this country, how a black first family can conduct themselves. I mean, he didn't make a lot of visible imagery mistakes. He didn't make imagery mistakes. He was very, very careful and calculated when it came to that, along with Michelle. They did it right. They did it right. But he could also be credited with making it harder, even harder for black people to get from under the exploitation of what the Democratic Party has done with them and to them. He could also be blamed for the imbalance, for perpetuating the imbalance of power in the United States, of political clout that black people never have versus other groups. He could also be blamed for allowing the LGBTQ to run wild in Democratic politics and get everything that they wanted while black people got nothing. He could also be blamed for not doing anything for black people directly in the way of legislation, which is not totally true, but I can understand how come some people feel that way. He could be blamed for not doing more, but he has to be credited for doing it right for the first and laying down the foundation for another to be elected. But he has to take the credit and the blame. No way around it. He can't just get all the credit. He has to take the brunt of some of the blame. He has to. It's deserved it. But peace to Barack Obama, peace to Michelle Obama, peace to that whole thing. Without a doubt. Did a good job. But when we talk about the credit and the blame, hopefully y'all starting to see, or y'all already see, how, hey, you won't always get all of the glory without having to endure some of the pain, some of the nasty stuff, the dirty stuff that you have to endure in order to get to the glorification that you so deserve. And some people are, listen, man, I know that on all of y'all jobs, y'all know somebody who is more obsessed with getting credit and getting a pat on the back and recognition than they are with getting the money. I know you have people on your job that way. I have people on my job that are that way. You know it. And you might look at them like, so you come in here every day, no days off, just to get a pat on the back, just to kiss ass, just a brown nose, just to get a attaboy. But they pay you pennies. Yeah. That's their thing. That's where they are with it. It ain't for you, but it's for them. You wouldn't do that, but they would, and they do every day. Why you look at them with disgust. So you might say things like, see, this is the reason black people can't get nowhere. Because we got people like him making it look like we don't care about advancing. We don't care about equality. We don't care about being paid our worth. We don't care about making a decent wage, a decent living wage. We don't care about raises and promotions and bonuses. This guy is running around here almost working for free just so Master be like, you know, give him a pat on his back and have him wagging his tail. Meanwhile, some people might look at him like, well, yeah, he's a non-threatening black male, non-threatening black woman who allows the door to be open for other black people to come into this company and be able to work and live decently. There's somebody who looks at it that way. So the credit and the blame is due. Like, one thing you don't see with this person is them getting in a whole lot of trouble, making a whole lot of waves or whatever. They the Mr. Rogers of the goddamn job. And you blaming them, somebody else is crediting them. What y'all know? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. Yeah. That's how it's going down. Daily Go Get a Mizzen Show. The credit and the blame. Before we get ready to get on up out of here, let me ask y'all something. If you were able to get credit for something that you didn't really work for, that you didn't work hard for, that you didn't bleed, sweat, and cry for, would you accept the credit for it? When you knew that you didn't put in as much work as somebody else put in, you didn't put in as much time, effort and dedication as somebody else did, would you accept your flowers for that? Would you accept the flowers for that? If you know that you didn't put in 100%, but somebody else did.
Or would you say, man, your bitch chose me?
I'm not saying that you would be wrong if you said, man, your bitch chose me. You might not be wrong for that. But would you take the credit for that? Would you take the credit for that? I mean, the money is going in your pocket. You might look at it like, well, yeah, I ain't get all the credit, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this person off that deserves the credit and make it right. You know, we like to make it right. We like to make things right, don't we? Don't we? It ain't the way you start, it's the way that you finish. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at. Put down the knife, put up the gat. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. That's right, Carol. Recognition hoes. Recognition hoes. Carol Samuel says, 45 was definitely one of them. Carol Samuel says, the case of damned if you do, damned if you don't with POTUS. She says, Obama was blocked at every turn. The GOP admitted they would block everything he tried to pass. And they did admit that. She says, he was a well-educated man. You can't take that away from him. Sure can't. Yeah. She says, Cal says, no, I wouldn't because I didn't earn it. Some do not. All Omar. Do not at all, Omar. Well, Yeah. Yeah, some people don't give back. Some people don't make it right. Some people don't try to tie up loose ends. Some people just let it go the way and let it play out the way it is. It ain't my job to make it right. Like I said, your bitch chose me. Your bitch chose me. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Don't be mad. Do something about it. Can't get along, get a fair one gone. The credit and the blame. You know, shoot, you may have given credit to somebody else because they was your man, because they was your girl, because they was your peoples. You said, look, I'm paying for this thing. This is my shit. I'm going to put in place who I want in place. Such and such might be a good worker, but they're not ready for a leadership position. Even though you haven't vetted them to find out if that's true. But to you, it might not matter whether it's true or not. I'm going to put in place who I believe in, who I can trust, who I love, who I think will be best. Me. It's yours. It's your thing. Will you take the blame? Even though you may take the credit for putting your people in place, or accept the credit for being put in place or whatever and doing the best that you could in that role. But will you take the blame when things don't roll as smoothly as they did when the predecessor was removed? When Jay-Z became president of Def Jam, he wasn't qualified for that position. But I'll tell you what, you have to give him credit. You have to give Jay-Z credit for discovering talent like Rihanna, for I believe her name was Tiana Taylor. He did her dirty though. For Beanie Siegel and the whole State Property and all the acts, well, some of the acts that he brought to, well, they were on Rockefeller, and Rockefeller was on Def Jam, but Rihanna, he gets credit for Rihanna, full credit. Yeah. But he also would be to blame for certain established acts not getting their just due and leaving the label. LL Cool J, DMX, but shoot, those are millions of records sold right there. And those are people who were on the label before he was. Established acts. That all he had to do was promote their records the way they had been promoted before, and it'd have been win after win. But no, he can't get credit for that. He'll get credit for them leaving the label that they had been on for so long. So he gets the credit for discovering Rihanna. Who knew? Who knew that Pond de Replay was going to blow up into, what's her clothing line name? Whatever. Who knew that she would blow up the way she did? TK Wright says, Tiana Taylor? I don't think so. Yeah, he brought her there. And Young Jeezy, too. Jeezy. Brought him to Def Jam. Young Jeezy. Yeah. Yeah, it was working out for a minute. It was working when it was working. And then it wasn't working no more. Oh, Fenty. Yeah, Fenty Cosmetics and stuff. They got draws and stuff. They got draws. All right. The credit and the blame. You may be built for one, but not the other. But you can't have one without the other. You can't have one without the other. So you have to prepare yourself to have both, at least a little percentage of both, if you're going to have any percentage of the other. Sort of like taking the good with the bad. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious May 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Luz Alvarez. Turning 50 years old today. She's a 1972 baby. And also Precious Christ. Happy birthday to you, Precious Christ. And Jay Cottrell, turning 34 years old today. And last but not least, Erica Bird, turning 49 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. May 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, you're right, not Tiana Taylor. Her name was, it started with a T, but no, not Tiana Taylor. She was never on Def Jam. That's the young John. No, not her. And then I'm about to mess up and say who I was about to say, not her either. This girl didn't break. She didn't blow up. She didn't get promoted the way she was supposed to, but she had a really nice voice, and she had what it took to be an R&B sensation in 2000 and 2004, 2005. But anyway, let's keep it moving, yo. All right. So, you have to be ready to get the blame. I mean, get the blame if you're going to get the credit for something. Not everybody is going to. Yeah, I was about to say Janelle Monáe. No. Not her. I like her. I kind of like a dyke ass, but. Anyway, you may do everything that you think that you're supposed to do or that you can do in order to build something else, but somewhere someone has had something taken away from you, from them, in order for you to have what you have. We can't all shine at the same time, but not everybody is going to understand the light that you shine. They ain't going to understand the light that you shine, baby. So you got to be ready for the fallout. You got to be ready for the fallout, man. So, I would say don't take credit that you don't deserve, but, hey, you might be in a position where it's like, the person who really did it, maybe they passed away. It's like, look, damn. You got to honor their memory. You know how we are about honoring their memory. Speaking of honoring their memory. Somewhere out there, Derrick Jackson is like, all right, I got rid of seven Camuels. I got rid of seven Camuels, and now I can get back on top. Rest in peace to seven Camuels.
Kevin Samuel.
Seven Camuels. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night. for another Daily Go Get a Business show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been the DG Show. So let's get it out of here. It's time to go. Good.